Welcome to the Unacclaimed, presented by Courtside Theory. Apparently a lot happened last week. I didn't even realize there was an earthquake in Melbourne. Or was it Victoria? I guess we call it Victoria.
Yeah, Victoria.
There was the AFL Grand Final was on. Was that yesterday? Mm-hmm. 2 days ago? I can't remember.
Last night.
I haven't watched the AFL in like ages. So, now I heard Melbourne Demons were in it, I'm like, what? When did that happen? When were they good? Like, I don't remember. They were crap. They were crap last I heard. But and also, I guess like an AFL player, Dane Swan, he dissed Kanye West's shoes. But then
Kanye West was like, who are you?
Who is this guy? Like, and also there was that what was it called, the nuclear submarine thing that happened with the US made a deal with Australia, and that made it all the way here. Like, I saw that in the New York Times here, and also we can kick it off with a little, I don't know if you guys play Fortnite, I'm suspecting not, but Balenciaga's partnered with them, and it's pretty basic. I don't really understand it. But I'm looking at the Balenciaga website, and it costs $725 for a hoodie, and it's just got, like, I don't know what, it just says Fortnite and then Balenciaga underneath it on the front. And the rest is retail. I don't even know what this is. It's a bunch of different words and stuff in different languages, like Korean, Japanese.
Is there an English? What does it say in English? Is there an English?
Retail row at the top. So I guess it all says that. Is retail, there must be some reference to something in the game. It just says retail row at the top, and I guess it's Chinese. I don't know the other. Is that French? Yeah. But that's like one of the things, $725. And it was like a t-shirt I saw that was like, I think it's like $500.
And
it's the same thing. Like, some of these shirts are sold out, but then I don't know how many there. I won't buy.
Noel's frozen.
But yeah, and there's like a denim thing. It just says Fortnite on the back and a list of guitar row stuff.
No.
That's like $1,200. But it's so basic. Noel's
frozen.
But then also it's the skins in the game too. So,
well,
so Joey was saying to sell the, was it they sell the skin?
And he's back.
Yeah, you were frozen for us for a bit.
Was I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a good 20 seconds. I don't know if you want to restart or not, or who cares.
I don't know. I was recording on my end. So
okay, that's fine. We'll keep going.
What did you think about that?
Sure. Well, look, I guess if you're a real big Fortnite fan, this would be pretty cool. But I'm not. The things with Fortnite. Oh, no, yeah, Fortnite. So they came out around the same time as PUBG. Both Battle Royale games. So people that don't know Battle Royale, it's pretty much like last one standing wins. Like Hunger Games. And then this to me was the worst one. Like, I actually preferred PUBG. But
I did try it,
but I just hated the whole building mechanic. I just really didn't like it. But they kept at it, as in, like, they kept adding new stuff and having all, like, collaborations and everything with whoever.
I don't think there's any limit to who they can collaborate with either.
And that's...
It doesn't matter. It's like some other game company, like, whatever. Let's put some Ryu skins in here or something.
But the actual game is poo. I hate it. It's disgusting. But because they keep doing this, it keeps bringing people in. Like, Star Wars fans or whatever, they did a collab with Star Wars. People would play it. Just for the skin.
Yeah. But yeah. They had like Marvel Studios do things and like Disney. It's like any company. I guess they make so much. So any chance to sell skins or something, they will. And there's like all this other stuff. Like, I guess a lot of Capcom characters, like the Resident Evil.
Marvel ones went there for a while as well, wasn't it? Like the Avengers.
Yeah, Thanos was like like you could suddenly unlock him if you grabbed the gauntlet or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, I agree with you. A lot of it, like, you see the, like, I watch other people play it, and they're like, it's a lot of the pickaxe thing going like yeah, swinging. Like,
what is that?
Where's the shooting? maybe we're like just more into the other types of games, the other type of FPS or something like that. And then, I mean, it's not FPS. What is it? Third person.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, and I guess like it's designed in such a way it runs on anything. And it's also, is it also, what do you call it? Cross platform?
I'm not too sure. I even tried playing it on Switch. I just really couldn't get into it. I forced myself to try and like it. I can't like it. I really don't like it.
I kind of want to try it just to see what it's like.
But then you've got the dances that hard for me to trash something. Like the floss. The
emotes. Yeah. They're just emotes, right?
Oh, like, you know, like the...
Oh, this is not Fortnite anymore.
But it's all basic. All the dances became famous from it as well.
Yeah.
Massive culture. So, I mean, they've done well like that. But other than that, yeah, the actual game to me is kind of yuck. But good on them.
Okay.
Doing.
Good on for making lots of money.
Yeah, I know, making lots of money. Yeah. For a free game, huh? Like, yeah. I wonder, like, who plays this skin-free. Skin-free.
Let's do it.
Let's play plain skin-free.
Yeah, let me get a plain t-shirt and jeans. Yeah. That's my skin. No shoes.
I bet you if we tried to force ourselves to like it, and then we go, that's it, Noel, Herman, let's squat up and let's play all the time, we'd be tempted to buy a skin. We were for sure.
Yeah, because
I don't even play video games, and I'm already going to buy something. I don't even know what, but I'll buy something.
You just want to look
cool.
That's
the first thing I'll do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, even though it's not real.
Oh, no, it's real. It's
pretty much NFT.
It's real. That NFT feeling's real.
The feeling's real, but yeah.
Yeah. The feeling that you have it. Because you look...
Yo,
I mean, you must be naked.
Otherwise. Well, these Balenciaga Fortnite hoodies, like, apparently they're on StockX for like 2,000.
They are?
So, damn.
But yeah. They still have them on the website for cheaper.
How much is the...
Unless it's like... Website? Which one?
The hoodie.
Like it was out of stock. Oh, sorry. Never mind. It was out of stock.
Yeah.
Here. So it's $725. So they're charging more than double.
Yep. Or just under triple. And some of the men's. Yeah. T-shirt, the black one. White one's $1,000. 1,001, 1,002 for the T.
On a side note.
Damn.
Reminding me of Fortnite, reminding me of something. PS5, man. I've been trying to get one for so long.
You know, what's a resale value on that?
It's like 1,500 Aussie.
Damn. I should just try and get one just to retail.
Where do you look for that? It's probably on StockX.
You can't have gone. StockX is like, something stupid.
Here it's $745 asking price. Lowest asking, sorry.
Asking,
but then it's obviously
the sell there. What 706 though?
But if you want an AU plug, Australian plug, it's not 918.
Why don't you just get the IC?
Why would I buy that? Yeah, just get a travel adapter.
Just get the IC cable, or you know, it's just a $5 cord, then the power cord.
Yeah, you just get the AU one.
Get the but I think it might be there might be. Some, I don't know if it's still the region locked, these games, these consoles. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Like, region locked. Remember PAL and NTSC? Remember that?
Yeah.
Back in the day?
Yeah, I remember that.
PAL and NTSC.
And it's like, oh, it's PAL. No, yeah. I gotta say, I mean, it's coming onto the anniversary of the PlayStation 5
September
release.
I'm pretty sure September.
Well, it says here on StockX, it's like the release date was in November 12th. November. Yeah. But damn, that's soon.
Yeah, it was funny because my wife, Marika, goes, what do you want for your birthday? Or even last Christmas, whatever. See if you can get PS5. And what your birthday? Oh, see if you can get a PS5. What do you want for Father's Day? See if you can get a PS5. So guess what I'm asking for Christmas?
I don't know, Fortnite?
How hard is it? But yeah, it's just the resale value.
Are you saying it to her? How hard is it to get one?
No. I'm just saying.
Come on, Marika, get one. This is why it's so hard.
Sony,
it's not that hard, man.
And then apparently as well, it's already outsold PS4. How? As in like the same time period.
Yeah.
Is it because all the resellers bought all the old stock? You know what I mean?
Maybe. Yeah. Is there like a... I mean, I guess it depends where you buy it, right? If they're all like, well, here's Best Buy, all those other retail stores and online. But then also like Best Buy doesn't block you from using your bots.
Like yeah, kid in, same, like, same yeah, with, so Big W is a big one that sells it here, and there was an alert that came out saying, oh, PS5s will be available, blah, blah, blah. It's like an hour before the actual thing, and then what happened was some guy managed to get all of them. How?
What?
And then, yeah, I think there was like a...
One dude.
It might have been on Reddit, I can't remember.
There should be a limit to how many you can buy, too.
Yeah, no, but he did...
Unless the bot is making new accounts.
He showed something on... I think it might have been Reddit, and it got leaked or whatever of his invoice. Yeah, and it was like...
Yeah.
He bought, like, how many PS5s. Yuck. Get off. Oh.
It's funny. The ones that do resell, they tend to brag, don't they?
Yeah.
There was that kid here. He was reselling sneakers and stuff, and let's see if I can find it. There's like an article with might have been Bloomberg, like the reseller
scandal.
It was a scandal. So I'll see if I can find the original website. No, I can't remember what it was.
Service. Damn.
Wow. Like he took a photo with.
He says PS5 disc $300 profit. That's not $300 profit, man.
Oh, is this the PS5 guy? The Aussie guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big W.
Big W.
Yeah, I know. What a retailer.
What a retailer. More like small W. So I got this thing up here. Like, it's the kid who...
Look at that.
He's like the son of a VP at Nike, well, former VP.
Is that why he's not showing his face?
I think he's because he's a kid, they don't want to show his face.
I thought he put on a thing. Yeah. I didn't know. I realized it's blurred out.
Someone put like a MS Paint job on his face there.
He's wearing the Kanye, Kanye thing, Kanye face mask, balaclava face mask.
But yeah, he had an article. There was like a... He did an interview with, I think it was Bloomberg or one of those business...
Did they robot his voice or was it text?
No, he was dumb and he didn't like sign any... He didn't tell them like, don't do this and all that stuff. But there wasn't any... nothing telling them
he's
that
dumb.
They couldn't say his
he's
name.
Smart, but he's
but
dumb.
He's dumb. No, but like he's brag... Because he's bragging so much about it. Like, oh man. And he's like, oh, let me use... Oh, and he also called from his mum's phone to speak to have the interview, because then they traced the phone back and they're like, oh, it's his. Oh, it's a lady who uses VP at Nike.
Idiot.
And it's so, in a way, I'm like, I feel sorry for the mum, not the kid. The kid's stupid. He deserves what he gets done. Yeah. But like the mum who's like, it's hard to be a woman in these sort of scenarios to climb up that far, only to be destroyed by like your own son, who's so stupid. And she had to quit because like it looks bad on paper, even though technically,
like I don't understand, you're smart enough to do that, to do this, but so dumb to just call from your mum's phone and like I don't understand.
And then because they're journalists, they're gonna investigate. Yeah. So they're like, what is this? And they went into it, and man, I don't know. I don't know if she got in trouble, but she just chose to resign. So
did he have to give it? Did he have to give it all back?
Yeah, that was my question.
It's not just the Nike product. It's Adidas and all the other ones too. Yeah. It's not just that. It's just also he was using his mom's credit card to pay for stuff. Because that's one other thing too. Because if you want to do the business, it's also hard to get into. Because if you want to buy all the stuff, you have to have the money first, right?
Yeah.
Up front.
Or the credit, yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I'll just use my mom's credit card. And I'm like, yeah, because that's privilege right there.
How did
that's
she know? Not privilege. Know?
No, she probably had an idea, but like didn't think much of it. And he has like these, the kid has like, he had, they have warehouses full of his stuff. Like there's no way you could, She doesn't. She not. What's this pile of sneakers in your room?
Look how much he's got. But dude, like a size run, say a $300 Jordan, yeah, for example. No, it's because he's got like a hold of like really hard to get shoes. So say $300, you got a size run. What do you get? Like 2.8s, normally 4.9s, 4.10s, 3.11s. So you're talking like in the thousands per drop, as if that's not alarming on your credit card.
Look at this flex as well. There's like this, he's just sitting
there. Look, man, they're J's. They're $300 J's, man. Something... And that's not a size run. That's at least like, oh, damn.
Yeah. So it's like there's something, yeah, that's like yeah, that I'm just like pointing out like how dumb the kid is, but how yuck, yeah, how yuck it is.
The mom's got to know, man. It's coming up.
Maybe she's that. Maybe she's that rich. Man, know. Just doesn't know.
Yeah, it's just a drop in the ocean. I don't know. So his thing, he had his company is called West Coast Streetwear. That kid.
We're so
permanently closed. In his, let's go, Joe. Let's look at your Instagram, Joe.
When is his last post?
47 weeks ago. Current situation, and it's. I want to see your comments. Oh, did he delete all the comments?
He would have had nothing. To. He'd have to, or disabled comments. Yeah.
Yeah. There's. Oh, yeah, just look at this comment. He hasn't posted anything new. He realized he effed up. 25 years your mom worked for Nike. All you really had to do was shut the hell up. Oh, wow. Fake it till your mom makes it. Dumb. Hashtag dumbass. But yeah, what an idiot.
Yo, go down to the sixth one. That's the Jordan Dior. Oh,
sorry, I didn't. I closed it already. Hang on, let's look at it. Was it his Instagram?
Yeah,
six posts.
That one there. Yeah.
Oh, those ones. How many? Oh man, how many?
That's not $300 per drop.
Are those even shoes? But they look too small.
That would be because Dior and Jordan's release merchandise, apparel, and shoes as well.
Oh no! So. Oh yeah, he had all the stuff. So he had the shirts, the other shirts, man. I guess the sweaters and stuff.
Bro, that's not even 10,000 like a purchase, right? Like if he's
how
buying
much was
that,
the
that's
shoes?
More.
That was like a few grand, right?
So, how old is this kid? 15, whatever. Was I made that up?
I don't know. Some of the comments have words on them, but I don't. I had to scroll down.
So if he's making this much money,
I don't know if he's got.
If he's making this much money, why was he still using his mum's credit card? If he was using, couldn't he just use a debit card or something? Oh, you can't use debit card until you're 18, isn't it? Is it?
Yeah, because I think it might be an age restriction there. Him trying to get a credit card, maybe that's his restriction.
Yeah.
But damn, he really effed up. I mean, part of me does slightly blame the mum.
He probably goes, mum, I'll pay you back. But then she'd know.
Or maybe he buys it and then he immediately puts it back, but to her, like gives her the money to pay.
She's just not looking at her transactions.
These comments are they're clowning, man. Oh man, your mom supplied you that.
So here's my question, right? Like, okay, like her mom's a VP of Nike or whatever, so that's his hookup for Nike. But how does he get hold of the other brands? So Bape, Yeezys,
trade,
or the other brands?
No, okay. It's also like connections, right?
Trade, like I'll trade you. I'll give you a pair of these Jordan Dior's if you give
me to get a whole size run. But
they might trade. Like he goes, I'll give you 8 of these size nine.
Oh my god! Look at
that. The Air Max. This is such a flex, like, but dumb flex.
Yeah,
he got the Max.
Meanwhile, the version of Adidas, the son of the VP of Adidas, going out dumb.
Dumb. That's why you don't
East
have
Coast,
an interview. With
yeah, East Coast. Bloomberg on it. What's this one? West Coast something. East Coast is doing really well.
East Coast streetwear.
Yeah, East Coast streetwear.
Bad boys.
Oh my god! Look how many Sean Wotherspoon things he's got.
I know. I saw that. I was like, God damn, they're nice, man.
Oh man, his comments. The comments are really young. To the point where it's all swear words and. Like racial slurs, which are not okay, despite him being a yuck.
Well, the Supreme, I mean, we're not fans of Supreme, I speak.
No, no, but he doesn't, I don't think he even looks at it in terms of like, he looks in terms of money as opposed resell. To,
yeah.
And as opposed to like, I'm going to wear this, I'm going to, but his flex is like, oh, look how many I've got, as opposed to, yeah, this other shit. So, yeah, I don't know where we got there. Fortnite, Balenciaga, check that out. Okay. Yeah. So you guys had an earthquake last week. So it happened on September 21, which is not that long ago. I just remember because my phone lit up and like, it was like the thread with you guys in it and then like family back home. And it's like, oh, everyone's like, did you feel that? Like, I was like, huh? Like, yeah. Obviously I didn't because I'm too far away. But yes, it says, what was it? 5.9?
Yeah. It was 5.8, 5.9.
But then there was an aftershock. Yeah. Yeah, then there were options.
Well, apparently some of the people in my building felt it as well. Yeah, and
apparently you could feel it in SA and New South, apparently, as well.
Yeah. I didn't feel anything because I was out for a walk when you guys were messaging. Like
my dad was walking dog and he didn't feel anything. And my brother-in-law was with the kids. They were, like, playing outside, couldn't feel anything.
I guess it depends on, like, because you'd feel it more inside a building, right? Because the foundations are shaking. And if you're out in, like, the open, unless you're near some really shaky trees, you wouldn't really notice, I guess.
Yeah, true.
It's funny. Because I remember, like, our mate Justin, he was messaging in that chat too. Mm. I was laughing at his, like, oh, you got a little shaky. I thought that was funny. Like, you got a little shaky.
The only one I'd ever felt before that was, I was literally like year seven or great, in like 1997. And I remember just being at home and then it was the first time you've ever felt it. And, you know, you're like, oh, what? And it was just like a slight tremble. It was like enough to rattle the glassware in the cupboards, you know, just a little bit. And then my sister didn't know. She thought I was on the stool, shaking the stool. Like she was sitting on the kitchen bench and was going, what are you doing? And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like 20 meters away sitting at TV. And then, so that was like the only one. But so I remember, so where I was at work in my little office, inside like a pretty, like a warehouse. And I just, so usually what, 5 seconds or something, that's what we felt ages ago. Like it didn't even last long, just maybe 5 seconds at most. So this one was like, I felt like the slight rumble and I'm like, oh, feels like an earthquake, you know, kind of feels like one. And then when it got to about the 7 second mark, everything started going. And I'm like, okay, it's pretty big. And then everyone, I hear like the sales staff laughing with the customers. I'm like, yeah, oh, it was nothing. Yeah, but it was pretty big. And that was it. Like, but then there's no panic or anything. I'm like, no. Oh, earthquake, run.
I know you have a baby.
Yeah.
I know you have a baby too, yeah. But like my brother, because he has like, oh, he's got four kids now, shit. But like he's like running out into the backyard, grabbing the kids, and then ducking, you know, the duck and cover.
Go under the table.
Under the table, and it's like, and I'm like, I guess because I don't have kids, I was like laughing. But I didn't say I was laughing at it, but I was laughing at it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like,
my wife called Melbourne. Me and goes, did you feel that? I'm like, yeah, it was big. And she goes, she didn't know what to do either. She goes, but that's the thing, like it lasted 10 seconds. By the time you think of what you're going to do, it was over.
You're like, what is that?
And the time I didn't, there was big. Some. It was pretty big. Like it rattled the whole warehouse, which is pretty massive.
And it's funny because like everyone else is saying it lasted 10 seconds.
Yeah.
My brother is saying it lasted 20 seconds. And I'm like, are you exaggerating? Because everyone else is saying 10 seconds. Yeah. Is he freaking out that much? But yeah, I remember when I felt one in Melbourne, and it was like it felt like I thought someone crashed into like a
building,
Yeah. And then I was like, huh? And then like later on, you see in the news, oh, it was an earthquake. I'm like,
I literally thought initially that it was like maybe like a helicopter that was really close, or like a big truck, like just going really fast, like down the road or something.
Oh yeah.
But then it got stronger than that for like 2-3 seconds, We're like, whoa, that was pretty big. And then it just stopped.
Yeah.
But it's funny you say, like, what do you do in the earthquake? Like, I think, like, my my uncle, ages ago in like, the 90s, him and his son, my cousin AJ, when they lived in California, and obviously there's...
Oh, what happens here? Yeah, yeah. I will be shitting myself.
Yeah, so I think this is the one that happened in San Francisco that ruined one of the bridges there, the double-decker bridge. It went like that. Do you remember that? And Golden Gate.
I know of the bridge. I just didn't know what happened.
The Golden Gate. Yeah.
Golden Gate survived. That's why they called
it. No, Golden Gate's not double-sided. Yeah. This is the other one.
That's why they, you know, Golden Gate was, you know, like, Golden Gate's the best because it survived that. But, But I think it was around that one when that happened. My uncle, they just moved from the Philippines. They didn't know what to do. They just ran to the outside of the street and saw no one was outside. What are you going to do, though? Wouldn't that be the safest place, though, outside?
I guess so.
Unless poles start falling down.
But also, what's scarier outside is because you saw it with Japan. Because when the earthquake happens, next thing you know, tsunami comes. You saw that video,
right?
The
guys you
just see that little van trying to get away?
I can't believe they've showed some of the footage I've seen is like, how do you show that on TV? Like, there's one where it's like, there's a guy, this is the Japan one. He's like filming, I guess, on a sort of like a high-rise building. And he could see the thing coming. And then there's just people like along this thing nonchalant, like they don't know.
Yeah, and they have no clue.
No, and then like literally like 5 seconds later, and they're gone. You don't see them anymore. And like,
it's scary. It's
crazy.
Like,
but you see the ones in Japan, like the inside. You know, the footage of the inside like a office of like when their earthquake happens. The whole thing goes like side to side. Like, whoa, that's scary. Just a little. Wow, who cares? You don't even know.
It's funny, like for the Japanese in Japan, obviously. I think it might have been Kim. Like, she was sitting there and like she went for a work thing, and it's shaking. And then she's like, oh my god, what do I do? And then you're looking at the other people and they're like, this happens all the time. Like, it's normal.
Or they just get like tremors from time to time, like nothing.
Yeah, like little shocks. Like, and it's like nothing. And they're all their like buildings are earthquake rated and stuff. I guess that's what's scary with like Melbourne. Like, they're not, I mean, earthquakes don't really happen when you think about it. But they wouldn't be earthquake rated. Anything new here in Portland, it has to be earthquake rated.
Is that the tectonic plate? Like the one we're on?
Yeah, so I brought it up because I was curious to see if it was close to it.
Yeah, we're nowhere near one.
Yeah, you're not near one. So I'm just trying to figure out how it's happening. It's probably just shifting, but then wouldn't it shift everyone?
Yeah.
Did it hit Tasmania? Like, or is there something else happening?
New Zealand.
Yeah, New Zealand's effed. It's so close. That's why it's so beautiful there. That's what all the places that have mountains.
Because they're scared.
And all that stuff. with all the volcanoes. They're scared. Yeah, that's why it's beautiful. But like I find all the places on that like countries and stuff that are on the tectonic plates that have a habit of being really pretty, in my opinion. Like Iceland is like right on one, and that place is beautiful. New Zealand,
because there's a lot of the volcanoes and stuff like that.
Same with, I mean, Hawaii is right in the middle. It's a different thing, but they're beautiful. But that's also because it's the volcano and all that stuff. And actually, along here, the stretch, all the mountains, they're really nice. It's just scary if an earthquake happens.
For California, are they at risk of tsunamis? Like, I've never heard of that. Like, literally, the one that happened to Japan was like the only one I've ever seen that's ever like wiped out so many.
I know there is definitely risk of tsunamis here. I wouldn't be surprised if it's there, because it's just the whole San Andreas fault, actually. Yeah. Have you seen that Superman movie, the first one? And Lex Luthor's trying to nuke something so he can make California float off into the ocean. So he has his own real estate or something.
Oh, yeah.
Christopher Reeve. Also, let's say Keanu Reeves. the Christopher Reeve one. Yeah. And that one, that was the plot line for that. Gene Hackman. Are you still acting, Gene Hackman?
He's always a bad guy as well, Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Enemy of the state.
He's a good guy there.
No, I'm thinking of Dennis Hopper.
I always get mixed up with Dennis Hopper and
Gene Hackman. They look different to me. They're just both bald. But like, yeah, I'm scared of like, because I also, if you head out to the coast here on Oregon coast, there's like a line that tells you where it's safe from the tsunami. And then when we first went to the coast, I'm looking down, I'm like, what the hell's this? Like, I didn't know there was, I don't know how tsunamis happen here.
Oh,
but yeah, it's post, oh no, it's just a line. They do this mark a line. So if a tsunami's coming, you have to run and get to above that line and you'll be safe.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But they know how high it might be.
Yeah, but then you don't know, and who knows now? Because the sea levels are rising.
That's San Andreas' fault. Like, what's down there?
I don't know.
Like, you know what I mean? Is that like really open? Like, yeah, look at that.
You can see it. You can see it from the sky. The thing is, I went to Palm Springs. What's it called? That national park there, Joshua Tree National Park. There's a high point you can go up to, and there's a view.
You can see
the fault. Right. You look down. And you go, look there it is.
How close can you get to that? Is it like people up there like looking?
Oh no, yeah.
Oh, they'll let you know.
Well, the viewpoint there, you can drive down to it, but you won't be able to see it because it's so big.
You like, just fall off, you don't realize.
You just fall in. I don't know if you fall in, you just, it's kind of like, because Iceland, you can see where you can stand where
the fault.
I think the tectonic plates fall down.
Yep.
In Iceland, but you can stand where the line is. So you can sort of see this shape, but you can't look down. It's not like a sheer drop down into something. It's just because there's crud on the top. You won't be able to see straight down. But yeah, it's interesting though. I actually highly recommend going to Joshua Tree National Park. It's just beautiful in general. But also you can get to see cool shit like this and snakes and stuff. So it's a really nice bit of desert. I think they went there in, what's that show that was on HBO? It was Entourage. They went there and got high. I just remember that. That's earthquakes. Yeah,
we're not even near any tectonic plate or anything, like, you know, on the edge of it. I don't understand how we get it. Still don't.
It's probably an easy explanation for it.
Nah, but, mystery.
Some geologist mystery. Is probably like, yeah, I know. It's pretty straightforward. well, we don't know. But San Andreas,
I think that was like the topping on the cake, right? Like, it's like you got the vid, you got the riots, and then it's like, oh, I just throw in the earthquake as well. Mystery.
So in Australia, the builders or something are protesting having to have vaccinations. Let's not go too into it though. So I'm just wondering when it happened. Were they outside? All the builders,
they wouldn't have felt it.
They probably got saved. That's
probably the cause of the earthquake.
Some divide. I mean, the thing is, I feel like a lot of the builders in those scenarios, they'd be really worse off because it's still under construction with an earthquake.
Yeah.
That would be really worse off. I remember there was a picture of, what was it, the burger place?
Yeah, Betty's Burgers.
Betty's. That's all.
But I saw that, I'm like, so was that caused by the riot or was that caused by the earthquake?
That was my first thought. Actually, my first thought was like, what are you guys talking about?
Oh, because
no, my first thought was, what are you guys talking about? Because your message is
the wrong thing.
Nah, don't tell H.
Because you don't know.
I don't know what's going on. It's like, oh, did you feel that? Oh, did you feel that? Did you feel that? And I'm like, what are you guys talking about? And I'm like scrolling up, trying to figure out what the conversation's about. There was no context. And then Joe's like, nah, don't tell H. I'm
like, and I like when we there's a post in our threads and it's just like, it's not safe for work. And they're like, no, don't worry, it's safe for work. We're trying to get you to open it. Don't worry, it's safe for work, it's fine.
It's all right now because, you know, you're working from home, so it's not me. Totally safe.
Not me.
Not if
so I don't look at it anymore.
Because I'm usually at home anyway, like, I'm always going to say, oh, yeah, like, one of my mates sent something. It's usually the same person. Because if Kim's happens to be looking over my shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry. I mean, even though this sort of thing should be normal. it's not mine. I'm not into this.
Yeah.
The null.
But yeah, there's
see, there's like his searches all that, whatever that was.
My search history is just like, oh, that's interesting. What's that thing? There's that meme that goes around. It was like, it's like the guy from what's it, the Mystery Machine, what they call it, Scooby-Doo.
Mm.
And they're going like, oh, that's my fetish. Like that. Or there's that the other gif where the guy's like, this better not awaken anything in me. Like, there's that one. It's from Community. I don't know if you guys watch Community. Dean Pelton. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry. The Betty's Burgers. Let me go to that.
Sorry.
Ah, yeah.
Collapsed. Let me switch. Yeah, that happened. So that's actually the only bit of damage I saw. Like, yeah, from, same. Like, anywhere. I mean, it's an old building. Fair enough. And it's like I said, like, most things are...
That's in Chapel Street. Wow. Because it was, like... Was it northeast Victoria? Or it happened?
Pretty sure it was. I didn't look that far into it.
I think it was. Yeah, it was pretty far out. Surprised it did the damage there all the way in the city.
Yeah, a little shaky, too hard right there. I think it's just the brickwork or something. It is an old looking. Yeah. Like a lot of the buildings there are old anyway, right? So old Chapel Street.
Yeah.
So makes sense. As far as I know, no one was underneath it or anything. Like, no one got hurt.
Should have done through chases or something. Should have happened to chases.
The club. I thought you meant chases, the comedy guys. the chases. I like the chases. But not that one. Not that club or whatever it is. It's on that street. A lot of good memories. Have I even been in chases?
I went there. That's where Kanye. I literally bumped into Kanye West.
Oh, right.
Chases. In Chases.
Where's Chases? Oh, yeah, I know where Chases is.
Out of all places, Kanye West had his after party there.
It's near the kebab joint, yeah? Lambs or something it's called? Yeah, yeah. Ooh,
kebabs. I'm getting Popeye's fried chicken after this. Because Kim's making this Korean thing, a rice cake thing. And I'm like, it's always... Fried chicken is always good with it. And I'm going to get some beer. It'd be great.
Oh, man. Like, grand final.
You had me. Had me fried chicken.
Like, because I've been moving house this whole time, these last couple of days. And then I was so wrecked and from, like, obviously just moving stuff around. And then the grand final last night, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna have a couple beers. I'm gonna have like 3-4 beers or something
with the boys. A couple of cold ones with the boy. Just one boy.
After one, yeah, I don't want it anymore. Dead. I don't want it anymore.
Actually, that happened last night. Kim and I went to a pub, Breakside, is down the street from here.
Yeah,
and like, I mean, they were nice. The one I had was like a sour beer.
Yeah, it had a sour.
Sour. It was flavored with calamansi.
Oh,
and I thought of you guys. Yeah. Well, not you, when I thought of the Filipinos. But that was super nice. I really like that. I think it's just a seasonal one though. But yeah, I thought, I'll have another one. But the ones here are like, I don't know what in ounces, but that's how they sell it to us. It's like 16 ounces.
Is it the bigger one?
Yeah, it's tall.
So a pint.
It's like this. Yeah.
A pint?
But the thing is, like, what do they call it in... Is Australia, like, a pot?
The pot is a small one, and then a pint is double a pot.
But then if you go to New Zealand, it's the opposite.
Is it?
Right?
Is it?
Yeah, they call the pot the big one.
Nah.
And the pint's small.
Because I just remember...
No, I remember because I worked with a New Zealand guy, and he's like, why is it the opposite?
Nah, but then how come in Lord of the Rings? Why in Lord of the Rings, remember when they're in that...
Because that's a fictional...
No, in the... Remember? Was it Merry or Pippin?
I don't remember.
They're in the tavern, and then Merry or Pippin goes to Merry or Pippin, the other one. I can't remember which Mary one was which. And then there's like, oh, it comes in pints, because the other one got a pot.
It's bigger.
Yeah, and he goes, oh, it comes in pints, and then he goes over to buy and get a pint. So nah, debunked in your face. And it's New Zealand as well. It's in New Zealand as well, and it's international too. So it's not the other way around. Yeah, pint is bigger than a pot. Let in hospitality. It's not opposite. That guy's wrong, man.
He's from New Zealand. Look, a pint can be anywhere, whatever. Is pint a really a pint in Wellington? This article's too long.
No, they're pints. They're big. Pints are big. like that. Pots are tiny, man. Like, they're only like, I'm pretty sure it's half.
I'm like, why is there a whole article on this? When is a pint not a pint in New Zealand? Maybe there's like a certain area. Oh, schooner. And there's schooner.
Yeah, schooner's well. Different.
Yeah.
What's a schooner?
I think that's a massive one. Isn't that just a jug? Or something like that? Oh, this is way too into it. I'm okay.
Pint is bigger than pint. Pot is like tiny, half.
Sure I know, like in Australia million. It is. I just, I'm like wondering if it's somewhere
else. Nah, because it was in Lord of the Rings, so if it's not early in Australia, it's elsewhere too. So I think it's got to be a universal measure. Can't just make it up.
No, but they make up, like, they have like ounces and shit here and they still use it.
Yeah, but they're kind of a different measure then. Yeah.
Let's see what it is in Australia.
It's like...
Pot is 285.
Yeah, half a pint. There we go.
Oh, is it only in Australia? Oh, this is only an Australian thing. The pot.
Yeah, because it's the cheap one.
So it's not. So it's not anywhere else.
No, but pint is a pint's a pint. It's a measurement.
And US pint is 16, which is what I heard.
Yeah.
16 ounces. But it looked like it was a little bigger in New Zealand, like 500 something mil.
They probably just had thick walled glass.
there's too much to look up for this stupid thing. What else we got? Earthquakes, Nike thing, grand final was on. Do you guys like footy? Right.
Like I watched it. This is like, because my team, Richmond, did bad this year. So first of all, like they won the last three or four of 4 years. So I kind of didn't care anymore.
Oh, bragging.
I didn't care anymore. Like I actually stopped watching it this year. Like I watched the first couple games of Richmond this year and then I just lost interest. Like, I'm like, whatever. Because of the whole, they had to stop the season for a bit. Or that, the whole stupid pandemic thing. And it's just, and I go, you know what, this is dumb. Like, I don't like it. I'm not going to really pay attention. And then Melbourne was doing well. So I'm like, yeah, I don't like it anymore. I'm not going to pay attention. But I watched it. I watched this final. It was probably the first time I'd watched it since like round three, the AFL.
Good game?
It was a blowout. It was like 80 points.
Oh, wow. It's always so a blowout.
Nah, it was close though. It was like, I think Bulldogs were up at halftime by 20. And then Melbourne in the second half got like 7 unanswered goals or something like that. Or kicked 13-1 or something like that in the third and fourth quarter. Just destroyed them in the second half. Yeah.
I gave you guys a minute to explain how the rules of footy, could you do it? But don't do it in the Eric Banner way.
So the little... that's what I was going to do.
The big bucket under the little bucket.
So, okay. So you got the two big sticks.
Wait. Let me time it. Hang on.
What
are you typing? Time it.
Let me time it. Oh, time it. I said type it.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Go.
Okay. So you can kick the ball. Kick the ball. If you catch it without anyone touching it, it's called a mark, which is like a free kick. You can only run 10 meters before you take a bounce or get rid of the ball, either by handball, can't pass it. With your hands, you got to use your fists or kick the ball to score. If you get it through the big sticks, it's 6 points. And if you get it either side, it's 1 point. But if somebody touches it before it goes through the big sticks, it's only 1 point. You can tackle. So it's a full contact sport. Done.
I wonder if anyone will get that. I want to show it to someone.
No one will get it. There's actually a video. Like,
and also, and speckies and stuff. They were like, what is that? Yeah. Because you didn't explain that.
Yeah, speckies is just like a mark, a spectacular mark when you jump on somebody's back. And then you're going to go.
Did you say catch it on the full or at all?
Okay, catch it on the full. Like no touching, like by the other players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
that's how I went to it. I should have given you 30 seconds. I'm just curious, trying to explain
it. It is kind of hard because it's like, but there's the thing, I know some people that didn't know how, NFL worked. That's a hard one to explain. But that's an easy way to really do it. It's you got four goes to make 10 yards. If you make 10 yards, then you have another four goes. That's my explanation. Yeah.
And your goal is to get to the other end.
The other end, and that's 6 points. Or you can kick it through the sticks.
And then you get a try.
NRL or NFL?
NFL.
No, it's...
I'm talking about NFL.
No, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're talking NFL.
Yeah. NRL.
Oh,
yeah. So NRL is different. You kick
it through, it's 1 point?
Yeah, it's 1 point. Oh, no, 3 points if you kick it through for a field goal in NFL.
No, after the touchdown.
That's the extra point. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the extra point.
But if you run it through, that's 2 points.
Yeah, you get two.
But this is the one I don't get. Yeah. Rugby and rugby league, or league, I think they just call it league now. So league, NRL, it's four. Is it four goes as well to just make it to the end?
It's five.
Four goes to get rid of it. Or is it six?
Yeah, man.
NRL. You don't know?
No, I don't watch it.
Oh,
we're in Sydney.
I think it's four goes to, you have four goes to get as far as you can forward, and you people, if they're not close enough, they'll kick it forward and then make advantage that way. And then, the other team will think, and if they make it shorter, that if they tackle them, they get a shorter distance than the other one, that's field advantage, and the other team gets the ball and they go forward. And you know what I mean? So they have four goes to get as much as they can before reaching to the end. But the other one I don't understand I'm probably making that. I think it's maybe six goes. I made that up. But the one I don't understand is rugby, the international one. They can go on forever, but they still kick
it. Yeah, and they did a thing where they carrot pick each other up.
Yeah, I don't get that one.
Or when they're doing that, is it a scrum? And they're all looking down, and the ball's just underneath them all. Like, what the hell's that?
I don't get that. Because apparently it's unlimited. They can go as many times as they want. So why don't they just keep running it as forward as much as they can? That's what I don't understand.
And you have to pass backwards, right? You're always like...
And you can only pass laterally.
You can't pass forward.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. You can only do... Oh, sorry. NFL, you can only do one pass forward as well. Forgot to mention that too.
Yeah. Oh, I was just thinking because if someone's watching an AFL and you explain them like, all smothered, all specky, and you're just sitting there going, and everyone's like, what else is words? Those random words that are dumb. Smothered. But if smothered,
it's disposals. Disposals.
I guess smothered.
Holding.
Like holding. You got my back. My back.
In the back.
Right. And you can't go above the shoulders or something for a tackle, but anywhere below the neck is absolutely fine.
below the neck, or below the shoulder and above the knee, I think.
So dicks in the balls is like fair play.
That's what I understand.
Although, it's pretty dirty.
It's yucky because in NFL, like American football, it's whatever. Go for the legs. You can go for the knees. I'm surprised no one does the knee every week. I'm surprised.
Yeah, I know.
That's yuck. Scary, they go for the legs.
It's all the roids. Like, I don't know. I think roids are more likely to break your bones anyway. Yeah. I don't know. I don't watch it. Yeah. I tried watching. I really tried.
You live there, no? How can you not watch it?
They don't have an NFL team in Portland. Yeah. In your...
But you're in the States.
Yeah. I don't have cable either.
But cord. Yeah. No, I like it. AFL is pretty cool.
I prefer AFL over rugby.
Yeah.
I'm
surprised it hasn't become more of an international thing. Like, there's the international rules. So, have you guys seen Gaelic football with the round ball?
Yeah.
It's always against Ireland because they're the only ones that play it.
Yeah,
the only ones that understand the rules.
If you don't understand football, watch that. That even makes even less worse sense.
Because they've got a soccer goal
inside the footy goals.
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
inside the footy goals.
Yeah, it's just like a soccer goal. I'm like, is that just mix it with soccer? Yeah. But not really, because using hands. So,
Yeah, that's I don't know why AFL hasn't become international. Or, you know,
I was gonna say that before you said it. I was gonna say, like, I always hear every time I'm home, everyone's always like, "Why don't? Oh man, this should be like an international sport." Yeah, international sport.
Like, it's actually it's so fun to watch.
Everyone says it. Yeah. When I did like the Greyhound Vet stuff, all the Bogan guys are all lined up. Because I have to check the dogs before they race. All of them are always saying the same thing. They're like, "Oh man, why isn't this an international sport?"
Oh man, it's so funny.
All saying it.
My there was at my work, there was a warehouse manager, just AFL nut, the biggest, right? Like, he goes, "Oh, Johan, what do you play?" I'm like, "Oh, I play basketball mainly." And he goes, "Oh, you know, pussy sport. You know, look at these guys. You know, touch them, foul. You know." And I go, "So, your sport's just a bunch of dudes hugging each other, rolling in the ground." And then
The other one, the comedian, he's just like, it's like, "Oh, big man, tall, tall man. They're really rough." And then, like, "And you know what I do at the start of the game? Run through some crepe paper." Yeah.
No, but it's funny how, so in their eyes, like AFL, it's, I agree, right? Like, to a point, because now when you do like the PE, have you done the beep test?
Yeah. Screw
like
that one.
AFL is probably the hardest sport for strength and aerobic aerobic fitness as well. To be big and have the endurance as well, that's like really hard, isn't it? Right. But they're not the most athletic. I'd say the NBA would have the most athletic, most explosive athletes in the world. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's funny how like they go. Baseball.
Because of the.
But yeah, I mean, in terms of running and jumping, I think.
Oh yeah.
NBA has it covered, right?
For sure.
Yeah, this guy at work was adamant. Not
AFL's football. Like football. We're talking soccer, football. Yeah. Because we're talking about so many football sports, like,
they wouldn't have the strength though, as in like not all of them would. Majority of them,
not all
have
of them,
fit, like physical strength, like the biggest.
No,
physical
not
strength.
Physical.
A lot of them
strength.
Are tiny, aren't they? In soccer,
but they got strong core strength, like they because they're lower to the ground. Like Ronaldo is obviously one in a million type of athlete, but most of them are kind of skinny, but you know.
Because
you can sort of
argue AFL, you don't require, I mean, you'd succeed if you had a lot of skill, right? If you had like the ball skill, if you could kick
like
with your left and right and everything, you'd be a top tier, yeah? But you could be big and strong and just be fast and you could just be a forward or something. You could play the sport and probably make... If you're an AFL, if you're like just an athlete.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you couldn't do that in basketball. You'd need the skill. Do you agree? Or do you reckon you could just be
a... What about Giannis?
Huh?
What?
He's still got skill.
So what about Giannis?
He's still got skill.
Yeah, I know.
He's got the footwork. That's what I mean. Like, with all of these AFL
players.
Like,
he can't really shoot.
A lot of these AFL players, the good ones, they've come from basketball backgrounds as well.
Oh yeah,
it's like they're reject basketball players that come to AFL, and they can still make the pro level. You know what I mean? Yeah, it was just funny because I was just trying to argue with him that I go,
Why do you have to compare the two? The different sports.
But no, because he was just saying the AFL, the most supreme athlete. I'm like, no, because you get a lot of the college dropouts from America that come to Australia trying to make AFL. Yeah, but could you imagine somebody like LeBron, like somebody who has like, or even somebody who has the highest,
it's
has
scary,
like,
man.
Yeah, and they're like 6'8" or whatever.
Russell
like
Westbrook.
Yeah, and Russell Westbrook. Or the six 6 foot whatever. So if you had like, even like Andrew Wiggins, who could jump like, 40 inches or whatever like that. It's ridiculous. And he's 6'8".
Imagine that. He doesn't even need to take a specky. He'll just jump over the guy.
Yeah, that's what I imagine. And he could run fast. These guys would dominate. Yeah. If they just learned how to kick, like, average.
Not round ball.
Huh? Like, if they just had an average kick, that'd be good. That'd be good.
Yeah. Just learn how to handball. That's it. That's what you do. Just handball.
Or learn how to predict where the ball goes.
Run and
yeah.
handball.
Yeah, run and handball. Just every 10 minutes handball to someone and one, two. All the way from the back line.
That reminds me, there was from my school, Noel. Remember Tim Nguyen?
Yeah.
Tim Nguyen?
Oh, like eight. Oh, I haven't seen that guy in ages, yeah.
He was like if he played at Mazenod AF, footy. And yeah. All he used to do was just run and but he was good because he kept on getting the ball and he just gets rid of it straight away.
Yeah. You don't want to get decked.
Yeah, you don't want to.
Yeah, you have the ball, you can get decked.
Yeah.
That's smart play. Yeah. Speaking of
man, Ben Simmons would be awesome. I mean, if he could kick right and left. Yeah, he could kick right and left. I mean, he shoots
right.
Maybe
he doesn't want to go for goal.
He's like, right. He doesn't want to kick. He doesn't want to kick.
Now he'd be great at passing. That's all you need, yeah? Yeah. Just pass.
Good, he's right at the front on the goal line. He handballs it to the guy.
He's come right on. In front. He could kick it right in. He just handballs it backwards. Was he yuck? I mean, we can touch on that.
The Wiggins. Oh, not Wiggins. The Simmons thing.
It is a. I mean, it's a Wiggins thing, and also because I was actually thinking like this. I saw this question pop up in Reddit. So for those that know, like Andrew Wiggins is like big on like he's trying to use religious exemption to try not to so you can vaccinated. Still play.
Yeah.
Because he plays for the Warriors, right? And then their rule in that stadium is you can't play unless you're vaccinated, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So, or be in the training. You can't even train. You can't even go in there. I think that's real. Yeah. You can't set foot into Chase Center unless you're vaccinated. And he's not. And he's like, oh, I will if they make me or something as well, is what he said.
Well, aren't they making it?
And I'm like, well, essentially they are. Yeah. Adam Silver's like putting his foot down, right? Like, So
apparently it's only San Francisco and also New York.
Yeah, because New York's like the whole city.
Yeah. So the Brooklyn players will have to do it too.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. But then they're still Brooklyn's technically still New York City. So
yeah, no, I heard that like they had to do it as well.
I didn't know it was specific. I thought it was like a citywide general thing to be able to go to events and stuff. Mm. But yeah, like just take the shot, man. I mean, like Ben Simmons should be doing take the shot. My God. Just take the shots.
Yeah.
I was reading this question I saw on Reddit. So Ben Simmons, who's being a real bitch right now, and not like, what's he doing? He's in LA right now. And news thing I saw, the 76ers are like, we're going to take our private jet. We're going to fly over to you. We're going to chat to you. It's like, no, don't bother coming. I'm not going to talk to you.
So, but whose like, side are you on this? Whose side are you on?
What's the sides?
Like, are you and Ben Simmons
or
the Sixers?
Or
like, if they did that to you, if you were Ben Simmons, they did that to you, they threw you under the bus, and they tried to get rid of you for Harden as well, and then make it did all they... no, it's okay, no.
Is it because he can't? Is it because was he a problem with before that?
No, so the whole Harden on the news, like the Harden deal fell through. So this could have been the start of the downfall, right? That when the Harden.
What's the Harden deal? I forgot about the Harden deal.
So he was pretty much traded for Harden. Like it was almost a done deal. It was a done deal with Philly and
Houston.
Houston.
It was a done deal, and then literally right at the last minute, Brooklyn goes, "No, we want to hijack it. We'll give you more. We'll give you extra." Like, we'll give you the picks, whatever, like that. And they took that right at the last second. Like, Ben Simmons is actually told, you've been traded for Harden. And then all of a sudden, he comes back and they're like, oh, sorry, man. Let's just try and win with you now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're meant to be the cornerstone of Philly with Embiid and to be the guy that they don't really want you anymore. They want Embiid more. So there's that. Then they blame you and your coach and your teammate blame you for the loss. And the crowd and the fans are pretty much blaming you as well. Oh, fair enough, you weren't shooting, but could that be a reason why Ben Simmons also because of the Harden thing, was reluctant to shoot and being like that too. And I would guess he's reluctant to shoot because the plays are all going to Embiid is the first option. What's he meant to do? He's playing the same position pretty much. As in, like, he's got to be down low as well when on a half-court set. So that's what I mean. Like, that's, I say fair enough for Ben Simmons to feel like that. But at the same time, how yucky is it that somebody with 4 years left on the deal can dictate it as well? Where they want to,
yeah.
That they who's his agent? Is it Rich Paul?
Yeah,
Rich Paul.
Yeah, he's a bit of a yuck.
Yeah, he's a forcer.
So I don't know if he's dictating. Like, he's like whispering in his ear, like, "Hey, man, we can get out of this like for you because I did it with LeBron. We can do it with you."
Yeah, but like, this is the first one. The first one
because LeBron always. Sorry, not. I meant like having the power. I mean,
yeah,
this is different.
But the different one is like, so you got Anthony Davis and you had Harden that forced their way out, but they're on the last year. They could easily threaten somebody else and go, I won't resign with you anyway.
Yeah.
So you're going to lose me for nothing. But with Ben Simmons, you got 4 years. How do you dictate?
I didn't realize he had that much. Yeah. Bloody hell.
He just signed it last year.
Re-signed. Yeah. Yeah, he re-signed.
What's the rule? If you don't, I mean, has this happened before? Has someone just not?
No. Oh, this is the first one. That's why it's like, how yucky is this?
First one with.
Does it mean you don't pay them?
Yeah.
They just don't get their money.
That's what they think.
Because that's a contract, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How much has he got? How much is he getting paid for this?
So apparently, it's like 30 plus million, but he gets half of it when the season starts. So he gets 16 million right away, something like that. So he can afford to sit out these games. Which is getting fined like 300 plus thousand per game, something like that. Yuck.
Wow. It's all this such money. Yuck.
So what would you do though? Like, you know what I mean? Like, whose side you're on and what would you do if you were him? Like,
it's hard because I think I can see his perspective, but at the end of the day, like, I mean, in the past, I think a lot of this, he's not the first one. There's been a lot of players that been on the trading block and then it sort of didn't fall through on, you know, and then you sort of go,
but he was
professional
at the time then. Like, he didn't say anything. He still kept on playing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But to feel that unwanted by the end of the season, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you want out for sure. I mean, if I was him, I'd want out too. I'd probably do the same what he's doing.
So that's why I have nothing against what he's doing. But at the same time, I kind of don't like it because it's the 4 years. Like, you got to see so many people do it now. If he ends up pushing his way through, man, imagine how many players will start doing it.
It's going to set precedent. Yeah. And organizations will be screwed.
Yeah.
Is there a cutoff for that? When's the cutoff? Because they can still trade, right? They can still do stuff.
Yeah, they can still do it up to like Christmas, I think. They can trade. Mm. Yeah. Or even after that. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want to? Because I remember he was I don't know if it's true or not when they're talking about like where they don't, where he's like, oh, I don't want to go here and stuff like that. But now it's like, it's probably hitting this point where I was like, oh, I don't really care as long as it's not here.
But that's the thing. I don't think he's saying that he wants LA or California
team
somewhere.
But
California team.
But
I don't think at this point he really cares.
He said he'll play for any other team. He said, apparently. Yeah.
So remember, he didn't want to come here to Portland. Like, that's what
he said he'll go.
Lot of people don't want to go to Portland. That's what I hear as well.
No, he'll go anywhere.
Because there was a trade package with CJ McCollum.
It's always CJ.
Yeah.
Apparently he gets. McCollum's angry at because everyone puts him in trade rooms, for so long. Like, he's always been in a trade room.
Yeah, I know.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
You can do a Ben Simmons and just like, oh, I'm sick of being treated like this by the fans. The fans.
Do you reckon the trade package with Timberwolves will go through?
They can't offer that rumor anyone. About... Like, who are they going to offer? Like, what if you're Philly? Why would you take that? Who was it, Malik Beasley?
Yeah, Beasley and a whole bunch of picks.
Yeah. That's disgusting. Why would you want that? To be honest, I still think the Warriors one's still the best one. and that's still going to happen.
With Wiggins.
No, I think it's going to be, but that's the thing, the Wiggins thing's throwing a spanner.
Or Wiseman.
No, I think it's going to be Draymond. That's what I thought. Because now how Lakeb got found, fined. Did you hear that? So Joe Lakeb, the, what is he, like a part owner of Warriors?
Oh, for tampering?
Or yeah.
Yeah.
But he was saying that, why would I want,
why would we
trade for him?
Because they're the same players. Same player. Yeah.
So could that mean he's open to getting rid of Draymond? You don't know.
Yeah.
That, and, yeah, all the Wiggins things. This is the thing. If they do Wiggins, I think Wiggins' money doesn't line up as much as well. So they have to throw in other people in there as well, like a Wiseman and a couple picks.
I'd rather take those. All the packages seem to include Thybul to make the money line. So Simmons and Thybul. Like for, there's that one with Houston. That one was the latest one with John Wall.
I think that doesn't line up as well, like that. Because Philly has to put more money, put more players.
What I mean. They're going to put in Thybul and whoever.
So there's somebody who's sort of.
I wouldn't do it if I was Philly because I'm a big fan of Thybul, but for Houston, if you can unload your, because John Wall's got massive money owing, man.
It's 40 plus.
If I was Houston,
40 plus million,
I'd get rid of him,
but
straight away.
But John Wall would help them right now. He's still pretty good, but he's off those injuries.
Oh, well, in Philly, Philly, yeah, he'll be good. But you don't know what you're going to get. Like, it's not going to be consistent every game. He might play like 5 good games and then he's off again, and then he plays 10 good games and he's off again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But then if you were
kind of like what Simmons was doing anyway.
Like, I was saying, like, what was Ben Simmons doing?
It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard with John
games,
Wall.
10 good games.
It was kind of hard with John Wall because he was playing for such a yucky team that, and it was like his motivation. It's like, you know, like Blake Griffin playing for Pistons, and all of a sudden when he plays for Brooklyn, he lights it up again. Or starts dunking again.
Like,
do you know what I mean? Like, this is, I guess it's motivation too.
No. But the funny thing was, I watched I watched a podcast with JJ Redick.
Yeah.
Right. He was interviewing Blake.
Yeah.
And the whole thing was, you know, this whole media thing, how they blow it out, like he didn't try for Detroit, was he straight was coming out of his injury, right? And he only played a handful of games for Detroit. And then they're comparing him to when he's in a net where he's had time to fully recover and he's back in form again. And obviously now he's dunking a lot more. So it does look like that, but he was just, his argument was like, man, I just came off injury. Like, you know, it was pretty major injury for Blake anyway. So
anyway,
yeah.
But yeah, nah, I'm on Simmons camp. I kind of want him to move just to get it over and done with and watch him start draining threes.
You just want him in the Warriors.
I want him to play against Philly.
I love that smile. Yuck.
And then just...
yeah.
I want him to play against Philly and I want him to like just attempt all outside shots against Philly. I don't care if he misses them all. All the shots are outside shots. Yeah. That'd be funny. Like, where was this?
I think it'd be fun. I mean, if he does end up somewhere else, it'll be fun to watch him go to Philly.
If he's with the Warriors, could you imagine that?
Well, it only depends.
Was that 3 more years of this shit? Okay. Huh? Was 3-4 more years of this shit?
Who they trade for? If they lose Wiseman and Wiggins, I don't know. I think they're taking a step back with Simmons.
I don't know. Imagine he wasn't shooting, or he just lost his confidence in shooting because of the whole Harden thing. Like finding out you're not the number one or, you know, a cornerstone anymore. Like they are willing to get rid of you. And then fair enough, because you're going for Harden, who's one of the best scorers. But still, to knowing that you're not untouchable, like Embiid, when they thought initially coming into the season, you would have thought you would have been equal. You know,
Embiid.
Because it used to be, who would they get rid of, Embiid or Simmons? Remember? Because if they can't have both, and a lot of them were on the Simmons camp, like I'd rather have Simmons.
Yeah.
And then now it's like, nah, we've decided we want Embiid, and they try and get rid of you. And then he's like, oh, all the players have run for him anyway. What? I'm not going to shoot. I don't get to shoot anyway. and all of a sudden you want me to shoot, but I haven't been shooting anyway. See? Oregon was the whole system they had there was kind of mucked up.
Bro, I'm going to say that you're getting paid millions, man. Shoot your shot.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
It's funny, like, you ever see the training things, though. It's like, every year, it's like showing video of him shooting.
They just show the ones that go in shooting. As well.
Yeah. It's like, come on, stop. Yeah, really. I'm like, come on, can you just try it already? Because every time you're always showing this footage.
Yeah, but the weird thing was, I saw
There's new ones.
I saw one on, while he was playing during the season, though. Somebody was like a TikTok. Somebody was recording him practicing. That was disgusting. Like, he was just bricking everything. Like he'd forgotten how.
Yeah.
Way off. Like, I'm like, wow, that's kind of disgusting. But it's sort of like the Markel Fultz thing as well. Like, I don't know what's going on with Philly, man. They're yuck. They could be yucky. I think they might be. Like, maybe their coaching staff is kind of yuck. And I thought Doc was overrated anyway. Like, besides the Boston thing, what's he done?
He's coasting
Do you think he's good?
Didn't someone write something about that? He's coasting at that one championship.
Pretty much.
He's a Boston coach. He's a Boston coach. Like, I'm not going to take his side.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like, he's only just done the one.
And Clippers.
And he had...
two of the teams that
to win that championship, he had to have... pretty much Ray Allen, Pierce, and Garnett still sort of at their peak as well.
I know. That was the start of the big three.
Yeah.
If you want to call it that, right? Like that I would say the big four. I'd take Rondo, because Rondo was huge. I mean, he was new, but he was huge. He was just as big as
he became a
fourth member. Yeah. And then you have Leon Pope.
Leon Pope.
Leon Poe, yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I probably would do what Simmons is, I guess, doing, but I don't know, man. I don't think he the leverage is hard. The leverage for him.
He's got nothing to stand on.
Yeah. He's got no leverage.
Unless it's just like, I'm not going to play. Or if he just, what if he plays, but he'll stink it up? Like, they put him in and just keeps passing it out of bounds. like what Harden did.
That would be so unprofessional. Yeah. But
so with the Harden Harden
was still scoring.
So what happened with Harden was like,
when was this?
They agreed that he agreed with Houston that they'd trade him. Like, you know, Houston are like, all right, we'll trade you. And then he goes, okay. And he played well the first few games. And then they're like, Houston's like, oh wait, we're winning. So they took their time in trading him, and then Harden's like, why haven't you done anything? And that's when he started becoming yucky, and then he stopped playing, trying. Yeah.
Yeah. People like winning, man. It's funny, it's nearly six, and George is like groaning at me. He's like staring at me. Like, let's eat. That's a magic word, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to say that. We can move. I saw this question on the Reddit, and I was like, well, would you take an unvaccinated Andrew Wiggins or a vaccinated Ben Simmons?
Simmons?
Yeah.
Like, that's...
I think it was more like to point out the vaccination thing. Like, I'm definitely not taking the unvaccinated guy. Get out of here.
But the thing was with the Wiggins thing, is it... Like, he said he'll take it if he had to. So he's...
Yeah, if he told me to.
Yeah, but made so me, was he just scared of the needle? You know what I mean? Like, I don't... What's his reasoning for it? Like, is it because he just... Is he anti-vax? Like, actual... Doesn't believe in it?
Yeah, maybe.
Or is he just scared of the needle? Because you got people like that. Yeah. So, like, you got some people that...
And that's... There's a true thing. It's a phobia. Yeah. I was watching this... I was reading this thing. It was like a lady who was... super, like, she had a big needle phobia, and she had to get, like, this is her first vaccination ever. She's actually,
my workmate is like that. She has to go, she's going through like therapy to be able to face the needle,
psych herself up to get to it. And it's like, a lot of it was like, well, this particular person's like, a lot of like just trying to get them through the door, like, because you know they're gonna like balk at the last second, like, oh no, I'm good, and then try to go, and then eventually they got jabbed and they're like, oh, was that it?
My one was yuck because I just had my second one on the over the weekend, and it's funny because it's like he jabbed me, but I wasn't looking. He already jabbed me, but I didn't feel anything, and he's like, "Oh wait," because I think he like sort of mucked it up, and it was like wiggling. I'm like, "What are you doing?" But then I didn't feel it, and he goes, "Oh, I'm done." But then I was like, "Man, imagine if that was like another needle."
Yuck. Oh wait,
I'm like, man, what the hell? Why? It's like, oh wait, and it's already there.
It's already inside. Yeah. Oh, when I got my one, it was like I hung out because it was like a drive up situation. Like I hung out, it was like that, and I couldn't even feel it.
Yeah, I didn't feel
and
it. Again,
we're though. Done,
yeah.
And then we're done, and then I'm like, what?
Yeah,
I'm like, did you do it? I should have looked at it because I have a habit of not looking at it. Just like,
yeah, me too. I don't like looking at it.
But then the next one, I end up looking at it because I was like, I want to make sure
how
I feel.
How long's the needle?
I didn't. How long's the needle?
Because I didn't feel it too. I just felt the actual like thing moving.
Not that long.
I didn't. Yeah.
Or like, I don't know. Well, I'm doing this, but what does that mean?
Oh, that's nothing. So,
yeah.
Like about a centimeter.
No, I hate that. When they take blood. When they take blood.
Yeah, I can't look at that either. Yeah.
Nah,
because I go, I don't want to look, I don't want to look. And then I look and I'm, oh my God.
No, the thing with me is,
why
like,
did I look?
And it's like pissing out. It's so fast. Yeah. And the guy got splattered the last time I got blood. Because I was running out so fast. He was like, oh, and it's like, oh, that doesn't normally happen. Like, I'm like, whatever. As long as it gets in the tube so you can use the test. But yeah, but I can see phobias, they happen.
Yeah.
Like,
literally, like,
hopefully you can.
When I got mine as well, just recently, the second one, there was a kid, I think it's open to 16, and how young can you be?
12. And
so I'm guessing this kid was 12, 12 because he was with his mum, and then, so he was like 12 or like that age, and we're in the waiting area, and the mum's like talking to him, you might feel sick, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, he's like going really pale, and then he faints. The mum was like, she's like, we knew this would like, she's like, when he's like, oh, I'm okay, but he's like, no. She calls over the nurses and everything. Oh, he just fainted, blah blah blah, and he throws up as well. And then the mum's like, it's okay, it's we knew this was going to happen. Like, the mum was actually being really good. She goes, this is normal. And then the guy was like, the nurses and doctors are like, oh, what is he okay? What are you feeling? Whatever. And then she's like, no, it's not the Pfizer. It's probably him. Cause he's scared. He was scared of needles. Like he had to be laid down while taking the needle and everything like that. And things like that.
But the doctors got to make sure.
Doctors have to make sure. They have to wheel him off.
If there's a reaction, you have to like...
They wheeled him off and then they put him in like the longer checkups and everything. But it people are that scared of needles that, they can faint.
That's the thing. When we had Kelly on, our psychiatrist friend, she was like, "It's the phobia is a disproportionate amount of like fear towards something, which doesn't make sense. And that's what it is. So I think we know someone else that's like that too. Like, he doesn't want to get the shot because he's so scared of it. It's like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stay at home. It's not an anti-vax thing. He's just like so scared of it.
Yeah, my workmate, she's like really like, no, I really want it, but I'm so scared. Like she really needs. She's seen like a couple sessions with a psychiatrist to get over
it. It's good that she's working through it. Because
because she doesn't. She goes, I don't want to be the one like when people go, have you had yours yet? I haven't, and I don't want them to think I'm anti. That's what she was like. But she goes, I just can't. I'm that scared.
Yeah, understandable. But that's true. Like the automatic, my reflex thing is like, you haven't had it yet. You probably anti.
That's why. Wiggins, I hear anti-vax. I used to believe. I like him. Like as a player, like I've always.
No, you don't know anymore.
I don't know anymore. I don't know.
No, that's funny though. Like it really changes your perspective. Your perspective on someone, right? I remember, like, you're anti-vax, huh?
I've always defended him as well, man. Like he's just in the wrong system.
He has actually.
Yeah, he's always just in the wrong system. Blah, blah, blah. Like I still believe he'll be really good.
Now what? And what?
If you don't take this, I don't believe you.
So now, So now he's an anti-vaxxer. Joe's against him, and even will go to Simmons to take Simmons over Wiggins.
I'll take Simmons over Wiggins.
But is Simo vaccinated? Well, maybe you changed your mind. You don't know. Is he? You don't know.
What if he's only take one train. Dose? He's only had one dose.
No, he's had it.
Take the second one. Oh, so you're 50% like him? 50%?
Oh, man.
Where's his second one?
Show me your Medicare app.
Your, what is it? The vaccination certificate.
Yeah. The card, That's a pain to carry around. It doesn't fit in your wallet. So I don't have to like a photo.
See, is that is that how it is in the States? It's just a card. If you lose it, you're dead.
Well, in our area, it's like, well, we took photos of it, and we have digital record, and most of them just ask for a photo of it anyway. It's just like, although when we went to Hawaii, they wanted the actual physical card, so we brought.
But it's just handwriting on it, right?
And there's stickers.
That's not like
they have. The thing is, they have one.
Not forged. Like, wouldn't there be like the forgery of that?
The thing is, Moderna, someone did do it.
Moderna.
Someone did forge it.
Do you remember that one? Moderna. The girl that was trying to get to Hawaii, and then she filled it in wrong. She put Moderna instead of Moderna.
That's what I was actually going to say. Like, they got it because they read it. But there's also this lady who was on Instagram. She was selling a whole bunch of
the fakes.
Just the fakes. And then she got shut down. Why would you conduct your business in public? You idiot.
It's like that kid.
The kid. Yeah, the kid. He lost his mommy's job, her job. But yeah, that's it's just it's mainly the card. I mean, they have a record on the CDC has a record. You can look it up and see that you are.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, if you're like a establishment, or like, if they say they go, you can only go in this establishment if you're fully vaxxed. They're not going to check up your...
They're not. They're looking at
it. They'll only look at the physical.
Actually happened at a restaurant. They were asking for the vaccination. And I was waiting for mine to load.
Yeah.
It was pixelated. I don't know why. I was just like, what? No, I have one. It's not fake. I'm just loading. I was like, maybe it was in the doorway or something. Then the guy's like, and he walks off. But they loaded eventually. And it was, and he looks at it. But he barely looked at it as well. So I don't know how strict they would be on it, but then I guess they would stop a lot of people just asking them, and they're probably just we'll go somewhere else.
Also, the other thing I keep laughing at with all these campaigns of vaccination, whatever, like get the jab or whatever,
they've always got
band-aids on their arm. I didn't even bleed.
Did you get one? A band-aid?
No,
mine had all.
Didn't even bleed.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm showing you.
Do you?
I had
I got nothing.
Yeah, hello, Bandit.
Both times, nothing. Even when they get the cotton right away, when they put it on the road, they can look at it, and it's like nothing there.
Maybe something wrong with you. Something wrong with you.
Even the nurse, the first one, when she did it, she's like, oh, no blood. And then the guy again, this next one, oh, no blood.
maybe your circulation sucks. I don't know.
Probably.
Because when I got mine, I was a Band-Aid, but it had had all these ads on those little band-aids. There's a grocery chain here, but then the band-aid I got, I'm like, why is there so many ads on this? And then a friend of ours is like, oh, tell me you're in America without saying you're in America, because there's just ads on the band-aid. It's funny with Kim, because she had, when she got her band-aid, her shot, the first one, the band-aid, when she put the band-aid on, it wasn't even on where she got jabbed. So you could see it. I got a photo of it. It's just like the band-aid's above. I think it's above it. And you see the dot where the needle went through.
So you don't even bleed much. Or if anything, you just dab it, it's gone.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really...
Because it's only like that, right? You said
it's a little prick.
Like that.
Yeah. Smaller than that, yeah. It's just... It's IM, intramuscular. So as long as you get into the muscle, it's fine. Yeah,
why all shots like that? The flu shot, man, that was hurt.
Oh, the ones that there's different ones. Have you had subcutaneous ones? Yeah. You tent the skin. I had one here. You tent the skin and you put it underneath. That one kills because all your nerves are under your skin. In the muscle, you don't feel it so much.
Wait, what are you talking about? Like if you're in a hospital?
No, subcutaneous ones. Have you had subcutaneous
I haven't had that.
Vaccinations?
No.
I had one as it was because of a vet. I think it's called Q Fever. Like, you only get it if you work with like sheep and stuff like that. Right. So, but like, I remember, like, I think I had no. I might have been like, they had to do a little test first on us before you could actually get the jab to make sure you're not allergic to the vaccination itself.
Mm,
yeah. But
like, they jabbed me underneath the skin, and there's like a bubble there that hurts so much. That hurts so much because it's just stretching the skin. Oh, and they inject it in. Yeah, but that one really hurt. But that's the way it's that's designed. That's not very common.
Yeah, like, to get, man, that, just do this muscle industry. One always. Don't feel it, man.
But it really depends. Sore there arm. Might be the really bad.
I don't know. Like, why don't they just make everything like a tablet? It's like saying that. Why don't they just make everything a tablet? You don't need to.
Wasn't that one of the things? Like, there's like a spoon.
Yeah, it was like a disgusting taste.
And it tasted terrible. Yeah, but I remember that was
like, I think it was like Rubella or something like that.
I did that.
Yeah, the measles, mumps, Rubella thing. It might have been that solution.
Yeah. But I remember getting the shot and that. Like, because it was a couple, yeah. Wasn't it? Yeah, like, or within like a couple of weeks or whatever.
Yeah, I think disgusting. I was in year 8 or something, year 9. But we're all like lining up for this thing. It's good that they do that though at schools.
Yeah, this is why I kept on thinking, why aren't they
successful of society?
But this is
school.
Because I was thinking, why don't they just do that now for the rollout? But yeah, I kind of know why.
Some people don't show up. That's
fine. and just how everyone is now these days.
Yeah.
Like, they've all of a sudden become anti people.
Yeah, it's the the misinformation they're being fed.
Yeah.
Nah, everyone's oppressed, man. Yeah. You can't go outside. Your kids can't go outside. So, yeah, I know he's not watching. You know he's gonna watch this. It's just our mate of ours. It's like full on. Like, he's so privileged. It's just so, it's disgusting. Although he's not an anti-vaxxer. Yeah. Like, he got the shot. So. At least that. It's just kind of like, man, get your head out of your ass. So, yeah. But we're going to talk about the nuclear subs, so we don't have time. Probably not.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. So, all in all, the French people are unhappy.
With Aussies. Because we chose America over France.
They won. Because we really need them nuclear subs to do something.
What is it? Right, what is it? Just to just float around underneath? Not float, go underneath.
Float around. That's not a submarine.
It'll be like that kid. It'll be like that kid with the sneakers. I just want to like pose in front of the subs. Look at what I got. Look at America got.
Do you remember that Argentine submarine that got stuck and then they died? The crew. They only had like a few, obviously, like there was something. So obviously, something went wrong.
I remember is that one in the channel.
But that the Argentinian sub. And then they've only got like a couple of days before they run out of air and they're gonna die. But what was happening? Well, my workmate was like, "Why would they just go up?" What happened? Like, why can't they just go up?
I mean, it could have been like maybe there's some kind of like the way it's designed to, because you have to alleviate pressure because you're at a lower level. If you go up, then you'll die from because the pressure difference is too big, and it happens. Like actually, I won't.
People that do like the scuba diving people.
Going up to like mountains. Like a friend of mine passed away from it. Like she went down, and you think you're okay.
Yeah.
But the bends thing, you get those the bubbles in your brain and stuff, and that killed her. So it's really shitty. So and it happens. So I think she did. She was doing some kind of. Might have been in the Andes or something like that, the South America. But yeah, it happens. So there's probably something to do with that. I suspect. I don't know.
I don't know. Like a disappearance.
2017.
I'm like, why don't they just go? Yeah, my mother was like, why don't they just go up? Then they'll find them.
It's not that simple. I know. And it's probably something else, like maybe they ran out of fuel or something malfunctioned and they couldn't
or
go
they
up.
Weren't supposed to be where they were.
They all knew by then. They were in they're off the coast of Argentina, so they're still within.
Hey.
But then they got lost, and then it's sad when they like go from rescue mission to wreck searching.
Mm.
Yeah, this is a lot of reading and
science. But, I wonder what these submarines do, because it's like, what do they do? They just go underneath for a while. And same with like the Navy ships. I guess it was just for flexing, like showing that they have power.
On standby. Yeah.
There's been a lot of it like that. I mean, they're just trying to like, oh, hey, don't mess with us. We happen to have... How many subs did they get? Three? So the three subs? Or
strategic,
four subs?
Strategic positioning, isn't it? It's all like in case of... That's all it is, isn't it?
We have you surrounded. It's the UK, Australia, America.
Now we're just, America. We're going to get north. The France.
We're going to get north. We're going to get north. All next. Not France anymore. No. It's kind of, it's just international relations stuff, I guess. But it's like, it's funny when I see Australia show up in like the world news.
It though, like on my news feed, like when I get to work or something, like when, because it's news when I open my internet browser at work, and it's like, it was like in commas, clueless Aussies. Clueless Aussie. It was about the submarine thing.
I remember when we went to Canada, my first time in Canada, and like it was like Kim's cousin, and we were talking about how Australia's military. We just mentioned that Australia had a military. He's like, oh, Australia has a military?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Like, I think Australia has really good special forces, like the SAS, but it's just, the actual army, like the military, like the numbers is nothing.
We've got the best SAS.
We got the best
SAS. We even got this on the TV show. The TV show.
Mike Philippoussis. Yeah, and you get celebrities to do like the SAS training.
The tennis player?
Yeah, he's
in it. I forgot about Philippoussis.
Yeah.
The scud.
The scud. Come on.
Of course he's there. He's got the scud.
Right.
Why'd they call him the scud?
The missile.
Because he had an ace.
Like a missile.
I know. That's what I'm like, oh.
Yeah, like because he had a really strong serve.
Why scud? Of all the words.
I know. Why don't they just call him missile?
The missile. Yeah. The missile.
Rocket.
Yeah, rocket.
Also, they go and do the training or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah. And they're like real in their face and everything like that.
Yeah.
Like, this is not a game.
Like reality.
And then when the cameras turn off, like, oh, sorry about that. I was a bit loud. I was a bit mean to you. Are you okay?
Yeah.
You're going to manage okay. Much. Did you put who else is on there? Delta Goodrum?
No.
Who else you put there?
Who else is it? Yana Pittman. Remember Yana Pittman?
The hurdler.
Yeah, the hurdler. I can't remember. I haven't watched
Kylie. Natalie Imbruglia. Who else?
Oh my god.
She's great, man. What a great song that Torn. She stole from someone else. What a
great song.
Classic.
Yes. Come on.
And Kylie Minogue. she's still singing though. Like she has music still.
Released. She just had like number ones in the UK for like how many decades? She's the only person ever, like five decades, not five decades, but like three decades or something like that. Yeah.
What a gal.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking. So George is licking my hand. I'm like stop licking my hand. It's gross. Cool. Yeah. So we clearly don't know anything about this news. We're not international, UN. Well, the UN had the South Korean president came, and his envoy. They're all BTS. He brought BTS.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah,
and they performed in the UN, and stuff. Good on them. That's probably the most views I've ever gotten on a live stream. It's because all BTS fans, the army, were watching. Yeah,
I think Brit was watching it.
Probably
she was
most
she
likely, was.
most likely, yeah,
most likely to watch a stream when BTS were involved. Yeah. They probably drop merch too. I don't know.
She somehow watches even when she's not watching.
Yeah,
there's it'll no be, way. There's no way she's somewhere. Going.
He'll be playing somewhere.
There's no way she's going. I forgot.
Yeah.
There's no way she said I forgot about this because it's like someone would have told her, her army group or whatever. Yeah, I only saw the highlights on when you go through Instagram stories. And actually, I saw through her. I think
yeah, probably.
It was an Instagram story thing.
Yeah, it was through her. Yeah, I remember that. It was.
Yeah.
It was. I saw that in her
story. If you want BTS news, just ask us, and then we'll ask Brittany. So.
Yeah.
And also, they dropped that song, that Coldplay.
Coldplay. Yeah.
Which I haven't even heard yet, because Kim told me this morning. I think she's like, "Oh, did that song released?" I'm like, "No."
Yeah, that's the one where I was like, "Hey, Brittany probably knows about this already. Oh, what?
Oh,
what happened there? Oh, your screen. Your screen went out.
It let go of the screen
yeah,
shit.
Brittany was like, yeah, I only found out about this now as well. I'm like, what? How?
Oh, like,
yeah.
I don't know why I let go of that.
Oops. Oops, I've clicked on two of these wrong ones as well. Right. Oh, well.
Nope, I don't know. Oh, well. This is the end anyway. Yeah, right. The screen was really weird. yeah, thanks for stopping by for the other claim presented by Courtside Theory. I think next week, the is it Dune? Is Dune out? Is that maybe. Movie out?
Yeah.
That's coming out on HBO Max, so there may be a way for you guys to actually watch that movie. Hint, hint.
Wink, wink, caw, Joe. Caw, caw.
Yeah. it's a wrong bird as well. Polly wanna cracker? That one. Yeah, so that's might be a thing. We could look into that. I actually thinking I might go watch that in the theater though, because it looks like a big epic sort of movie. And I heard like initial reviews everywhere else in the world. Apparently it's pretty good. So I'm keen in seeing how that goes in the theater. Hopefully during matinee session I can watch it for $6. And apparently the director has been a bit of a dick as well. He's saying how MCU movies are trash and stuff. and like, come on, man. Like, don't be mean. But yeah, so we might talk about that.
Yeah.
I've been Noel here in Portland, Oregon. That's Herwin. You guys should say your own things. That's Herwin. Are yes. you Herwin?
Yes, that's me.
In Sydney, and that's Joe in Melbourne, yes, in his new place, Sydney Garage.
Me. Yeah, but you can't, car behind. You can't see.
But you can't see it anymore because the thing messed up. I don't know why I kicked it up. I'm sorry. It's my first time. Actually, no, it's not my first time. I've done this before. I don't know what happened. yeah, have a good one. Enjoy your week. Until next time, guys.
Peace.
Bye.
Peace.